Welcome to the Geocaching Podcast, episode 102. I'm your host, XPunkX, with
Monty Ryder.
If you want to participate on our show today, please call 724-444-7444, and our Talkcast ID is 7525. You can also join our live room to chat room to participate with our other listeners, and that can be found at www.geocachingpodcast.info. Click the Join Now to Participate button on the right. Our voicemail line is 206-3503-GPS, and we're on Twitter at twitter.com/GCPodcast. Well, Montu, how you been since last week?
Pretty good. Haven't been doing much. Our youth group went camping this weekend, so I took Friday off. The morning I wasn't needed, so I went up to the trains, finished up the wiring for their sound system. Now all I need is the speakers to come in, and then I'm finally done with that project. Then with the Pathfinders, we did our usual thing. We were teaching them fire safety, axe and hatchet and knife safety. Got some of them through basic swimming. Part of the day Saturday, I went up and worked with the trains since we were running. Had a nice experience, though, thanks to the storms we've had the past couple of weeks. It's totally blown out all of our automated signals. So we actually had to put a dispatcher out on the line to make sure nobody had any accidents and especially no head-on collisions. How about you, Andy?
Well, we had a pretty nice weekend. The weather here was awesome. It was sunny, and there was nothing really to complain about. And it rained a little bit, but, you know, I could handle that because the weather was nice. Me and the boys and my father-in-law helped out with a cancer walk thing. Was sitting at the end of the trail, and we handed out water to the people who were coming through, and it was fun. It was a nice chance to have the boys. We were by this big, nice yard thing, and so we got to let the boys just run around and, you know, get their energy out, which is really cool. And then it rained near the end of it, and it was so we had to huddle into the cars, which, you know, isn't good because you've been out running and playing, and it gets sweaty, and then the stinky hot cars. But, you know, we had a lot of fun. We didn't get to go caching this week, I mean, which was, it kind of stunk because a bunch of new caches got placed, but, you know, it was fun just to hang out with the boys. Now, Montu, we don't have Daryl on our show today. He was doing some bicycle riding, which actually kind of ties in nicely to the topic we're doing tonight, but he's not here. He was on this bicycle ride thing this weekend, and so I think he's still playing catch up with that. So, But we do have some new news here in with geocaching and CacheMate. Can you tell us a little bit about the updates that happened to CacheMate?
Not a problem. It seems there was a change made to geocaching.com's pocket query generator a couple days ago that made things a little difficult for several geocaching applications. The Windows mobile versions of CacheMate were primarily affected. But oddly enough, the CM Convert and thusly the Palm OS version of CacheMate were not affected. Updates have been made to the affected versions, and once again, things are working as they should.
Now, one of the other things that I had got an email from Jeff Bolden, who was on our show a little bit last week, and who had put in some information on a new program that he was using for his Windows Mobile. He wanted to call back in today and give us a little bit of an update on that. Welcome to the podcast tonight, Jeff.
Oh, thanks for having me. Yeah, I had actually, as we were talking about it last week during the show, I found this software called GCZ. And it does a lot of things that sounds like the iPhone is doing. I think it does a little bit different since it's really still being developed. But essentially, it requires a data plan. It pulls the data straight off of geocaching's website real-time, so you don't have to load the pocket queries onto your PDA, and you've always got the latest. You can see all of the logs as they're done. It actually will let you post the logs in the field. You put them in, and it goes straight onto the website, so you're posting immediately. It will link to Google Maps on your mobile phone if you have it. So you can tell it to look at the geocache on the Google Maps and it'll load it up, and then you have all your routing features that you can have through Google Maps. It's pretty cool. Currently, the GPS portion, the compass portion, is not working. I did find a developer site where the geocacher developing it is working with some other geocachers to try to work that out, and they're promising some updates to it very soon where that will be working. They're going to have some offline modes for when you're out of a data range, things like that is what they're promising with it. And the website is www.nicque.com/pqz/gcz.htm. And I'm posting that to the chat right now. WB Wrangler asks if you have to have the GPS link to use the software on the mobile. No, you do not. However, to use the feature to find the closest 20 caches to you, you do. But you can search by a zip code, by a specific GC code, and part of what the developer is promising later is to add some more search features to it. Like I said, he's in the middle of really developing. It's kind of interesting to see where it's going.
All right. Thanks for sharing that. And like I said, you know, we contacted each other over Twitter this week, and Jeff said that he had an update for it. So glad you could put him in that update. If you have a Windows mobile phone, go ahead and check that out. One thing that I would warn you about is it does kind of sound like it is data scraping, which maybe it is against the terms of geocaching.com. So just be careful with that. Again, go ahead and check that out. We will post that show in our show notes at www.geocachingpodcast.info. Now, tonight we're going to be talking about how to maintain our optional equipment. And there's several different optional equipment. Tonight we're just going to touch on bicycles. It is becoming that time of year where we're getting out to the spring and we have a lot of new things that we can, a lot of things that we need to get out of the garage that we maybe not have used for 6 or 8 months. So one of the things is our bicycles. And so there's several different steps as far as maintaining and kind of getting that up to peak to use for the spring and summer caching. First thing that you're going to want to do is you're going to want to use a pressure gauge to see if your tires are properly inflated. If your tire pressure is 5 pounds less than the number printed on the side, add air so that the air is tight or the tire is tight, but it has some give in it too. Riding on low tires can place extra wear on the rims and make cycling more inefficient, so you'll probably get a little bit more tired. Overinflation, though, however, can break the spokes and cause your rims to crack. So the first thing you're going to want to do too is remove, after you check your air and your tires, is remove your accessories on the top of the handlebar. So if you have your GPS mount on there, if you have your speedometer or things like that, you're going to want to remove those from the top of the handlebar so that you can turn the bike upside down and to do the next steps. So after you remove the things, go ahead and turn your bike upside down to protect your grips and things like that. Lay it out on an old towel or something similar on the ground so that the ground doesn't actually scrape it up. Monty, what do we do next?
Well, myself, I actually do the second two steps first, and then I do the bike pressure, because sometimes when it's been sitting around, you might find that your tires have become worn and they're not holding the pressure. So with my bike now in the upside down position, makes it a lot easier to change out the tubes if need be. But definitely once you're through all those first steps, you want to remove the wheels, open the quick release levers on the front axle and lift the wheel out, and also remove the rear wheel. You want to clean the drive system up, the chain, use a brush and soapy water so you can clean out all the parts of the drive system, starting with the derailleur, and use your brush to move, to work into all of the moving parts. As your bike's been sitting over your off season, be it summer for me or winter for you guys up in the north, there's still dust that floats around in the garage, and it will accumulate in these critical systems, and you definitely don't need the dust buildup, the dirt buildup, getting in there and messing up the bearings. You want to turn the pedals to move the chain around and hold a wet soapy rag around the chain on the rear derailleur and give it a good wash down. You want to get all the junk out of the system, then wipe it down with a good clean dry cloth. Once you're done with that, you want to wash and remount your wheels. Check the wheels by spinning them. Make sure that it turns freely and that you can see that it's turning straight. Make sure your brakes don't hit the rim while it's spinning. Andy, you want to take the next few?
Sure. Now, you're going to want to check both pedals by spinning them to make sure that they spin freely and that they turn and that there's no noise or grinding from the worn bearings. If there is, you'll need to replace your bottom bracket and get the bearings taken care of. One of the things that I found in my bike, anyways, is I really need to get this checked out because I've looked at it a little bit and it's a little bit beyond my, you know, my ability to change it. But it looks like my shifters are actually not working, so I need to have that checked out maybe by a bike person. And this is something too that if you don't feel comfortable doing, you know, with some of this maintenance on your bike, definitely there's always bike shops around. Have them take a look at it. They're fairly cheap usually to do some cleanup and maintenance on your bike. So if it's more than just something that you can do, go ahead and get them, you know, the local bike store to do it too. Now once you're done with checking the pedals by spinning them, you're going to want to wash the top side of the bike. To do this, you'll need to flip the bike back over and stand it back up. So you're going to do that, wash thoroughly the rest of the bike, get all of the grease and the dirt and out of it, and you're going to want to, you know, check all of that stuff, get all of the dust, and like Monty said, they know the dust, because even though you're not using it, it does become dusty and inefficient. So you're going to want to check the brakes too. Test your brakes by standing on the front of your bike, holding the handlebars. Apply the front brake and pull the bike towards you. If the front wheel should not move at all, and if you continue to pull, the rear wheel should lift up off the ground. Otherwise, the brake will need to be adjusted too. You can do that through some simple adjustments with your brakes there. Do the same test with the back brake too. Also look for the brake levers too. The brake levers should start to grip at about a third of the way into the pull. The levers should not touch the handlebars at all. If they do, your brakes need some adjusting. Also check the brake pads for wear. Now, I'm checking out the chat as we're talking here, and I see a lot of people in here talking about different things to use, you know, because after you clean all the chain and the derailleur and thing off, you'll need to grease it back up. It's just like, you know, it needs some grease and some oil. Some people say, you know, don't use WD-40. Some people say, do you use WD-40? And other people say a dry lube is preferred also. There's also chain lubricant that you can get for it from your bike store, fairly inexpensive. So go ahead and also, that's another part down a little bit further, but definitely look for some chain lube, I would say, is the best thing to use. Also check your handlebars too while you're checking your brakes by applying the front brake and kind of rocking the bike back and forth and see if there's any slack in the handlebars. If there is, that will need to be adjusted. One of those adjustments, you know, can be made right up there at the handlebar. Montu, you want to take the next couple?
Not a problem. Now that you've fully cleaned the system, it's important that you re-oil the moving parts. Generally, what I do, I have traveled about a little bit, and what I recommend to everybody is check with your local bike shop, preferably a bike shop that's familiar with your particular brand of bike. Some bikes require different types of lubricants, either for their wheel bearings or for the chains. And so you want to make sure you get one that's right for your particular bike. You know, yeah, WD-40 works great in some cases, but in other cases it might actually attract more dirt that you just got through cleaning out. So you're just going to have to repeat the cleaning process all over again. While you're oiling everything up, you'll want to be rotating the pedals anti-clockwise to move the chain around, unless, of course, you've got one of the older style bikes that have the coaster brakes, in which case there you've only got the one choice, pedal forward. Hold the spray lubricant vertically. Spray the chain for a few seconds as it passes over the gear cogs, moving the chain with the pedal. Spray the teeth on the inside of the chain ring near the cranks, rotate the pedal again, and finally lube the outside of the chain ring in the same way. Now, since safety is important, please make sure that your headlights and your taillights work properly. Replace the batteries for a fresh start for the year. Also, when you're doing the lubricating, this is very important. Make sure you don't get any of the lubricant on the rims of your bikes, as this is where the brakes are going to try and grab. You don't need that all slicked up. You need to keep that free of any of the lubricant, so make sure you don't get any overspray out onto the rims.
Now, one of the other things, too, that I was thinking while we were doing this, too, is you're going to need to also maybe adjust your seat, too. You're also, you know, you may have grown over the winter. I mean, you know, we do eat and we do grow over the winter. So your bike may need to be adjusted for your seat to be the proper height. And as the caster says in our chat room, look for anything broken. There may be something that's broken, you know, that we didn't cover here in this topic. Things may have broken over the winter. You know, check and see that those aren't broken. If they are, again, if you can't fix it, go ahead and take it to your store, the local bike store, and they can get it fixed for you. Now, if anyone else has any other tips and tricks for maintaining bikes, bicycles, go ahead and give us a call, 724-444-7444. And our TalkCast ID is 7525.
Now, one thing I found here, Andy, I know the bike shop here near me has got a very interesting gadget that I actually use, and it saves for at least a little bit of the work. It actually clamps on to the rear frame close to the actual rear gears on the bike, right in the chain's path. And it's kind of a plastic bucket with one cogwheel in there, so it forces the chain down into a cleaning solution. So it's a little bit less messy in my case, which works out real good, because then that cleaning solution works itself around and gets on all the gears and everything else. So it works out real well for me. Another thing you want to keep an eye on is check your cables out, not just at the brake handlebar, you know, at the brake grips or at your shifters. Look at the cable the whole way through, from the shifters back to the derailleurs or from the brake handles to their individual brakes. You want to make sure there's no wear on the protective covering there on your brakes. Or on the shifter cables. So that's also another thing to look into when you're doing this maintenance.
Another thing, too, that you're going to would like to probably do is restock up on anything that you keep in your emergency repair kit for your bike. A lot of times people, I know myself, I've got a little wedge thing that you keep, like a fanny pack type thing, except for it goes like between the top bar and the side bar. Make sure that if you keep things in there, like more, you know, tubes and our patch loss repair kit, make sure that that's stocked up and full and ready to go, because you don't want to get out on the trail and have a flat. And thanks to everybody in the chat room, I totally forgot about resetting the emergency kit. But yeah, you'll want to make sure that your emergency kit is stocked up and ready to go. That way, in case you do get out on the trail and you have a flat, or you do see that you've, you know, run over a nail or something like that, you can go ahead and repatch your bike that way.
Right. You also want to make sure that, you've got an emergency pump in there, or maybe you've got one of those CO2 canister pumps. Make sure you've got that the pump is still working, because the seals in there might have gotten dried out over the season. So the pump might not work. So check it before you go out that first time. If you've got the CO2 cartridge types of pumps, make sure you've got enough cartridges with you to pump it up if you need to.
These are all really great tips and tricks. If anyone else has another tip and trick, give us a call, 724-444-7444. And our TalkCast ID is 7525. And, you know, or give us a chat in the chat room here. Now, Montu, you know, being an optional equipment, bikes are something good to think about, especially, you know, when we're coming into this caching season, too. You know, they save on gas, and they save on, you know, just, you know, they get us
hiking.
Yeah, they get a hiking and more exercise. You know, we can hit more caches quickly, and, you know, it's a good way to get us out even more into the field, and just something to think about if you don't do it already is to go ahead and maybe, you know, you can get a cheap bike fairly easily, maybe even at a local garage sale, something like that. They're cheap. They're fun. It's good to get you in shape. I mean, we all are obviously like being outside. We are cashers. So the bike is just another way to get out in the field. And, you know, there's a lot of good things with the bike, too. You can get child seats for your kids. You know, if you have got a kid like I do, a kid or two like I do, you can get the child seats. You can get the kind of pulley things that you can pull behind and they can ride in that, you know. So it's a good idea to ride a bike. You know, if my work was closer, I'd probably try and ride my bike to work, but it's you know, not really that close to my, it's 40-minute drive. So I can't imagine trying to ride my bike to work every day, but caching, it's a great idea. And you can even, you know, get a bike kit for the back of your car where you can mount your bike on the back of your car and take it with you. And you can go ahead then and just, you know, take it with you, drive to near cache and then, or where it's cache dense, and then ride your bicycle around there. The cacher who is in our chat room says that they repair bikes for yard sales. They get them out of garbage and then they repair them. Any other things that you would say that we maybe have forgotten in this section here that to remember when we're checking and maintaining our bikes? Anything that you would say? They said that adjusting the shifters is the only thing that they would recommend doing, you know, besides what we've said here. Make sure that your shifters are adjusted and that you can hit all of your gears that you want to hit. Join us each week Tuesday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time on the Talk Shoe Service. You can call in live at 724-444-7444. And our TalkCast ID is 7525. And you can sign in at talkshoe.com. Our show notes and all of our links to all of our past shows can be found at www.geocachingpodcast.info. You can call our voicemail line at 206-3503-GPS anytime to leave us a voicemail. We love hearing from you, our listeners. Give us a call during the week. Tell us what you want to talk about. Yeah, if you have any feedback, give us a call. Again, that number is 206-3503-GPS. Have a good week and safe caching.